The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Things are tightening up in the under-18 clash, Division 1 style between Geelong West and Joeys, and a very toey coach in Matty Kershaw as his team now only leads by 1 point. It's 4-6-30, playing 4-5-29. Joeys leading Geelong West. Time to go inside the St Joseph's camp. It has been a tough week for the club. Their coach Paul Carson, good enough to join us, and he's standing alongside the Rock Dog, Chris Nichols.
Carso, great chance to go 5-1 and play right up there in the top five.
Absolutely. But we're not turning up here. I think the result just takes care of itself. We're expecting a really tough hit out, and West are in good form at the minute. The conditions are going to be challenging. Looking outside here, it's pretty wet, but we approach every game as being winnable, and but we know today we'll have our work cut out for us.
How's the club going this week, wrapping their arms around Riley Kershaw and also Tom Zampatti? We shouldn't forget about him.
I know the support for Riley, firstly, has been through the roof, and rightly so. He's been such a big part of our footy club for a long time now. And it was only during the week that someone sent me a message from 2010, it might have been 2012, and Riley was in the background in a contest, and I sent it through to him. He's a skinny little kid 10 years ago, so it just shows how far back some of us go. And look, it's shattering, no doubt about that. It's a good thing for Riley. He's been able to reflect and also feel really privileged, I suppose, and fortunate that he's played in three premierships at a great club. And it is what it is at the end of the day, but we'll try to support him and keep him involved where we can.
Carso, thanks for joining us. He was non-committal when I spoke to him during the week about his playing future. Do you give him plenty of space and just say, mate, we're here, we'd love to have you back if you want to play again, but if you think you're done, we'll support that decision as well?
100%. I spoke to him during the week because he was at training on Tuesday, and I said to him Tuesday, we'd love to move you into the coaching ranks and really give Mark Hovey a chop out in our back line, because after the first reconstruction, Kirst did a lot of coaching with myself when he was recovering from that one. So he sees the game really well, and the guys love him. He's got great relationships. So I genuinely think he could probably coach down the track if that's something he chose to do. By all means, I'm not saying don't come back and play, but that he'll have to make that decision in good time. And I know he's probably questioning the age he is, but he's been pretty durable. And he's only 28. I mean, it's not that old. But
he's got years in front of him, hasn't he, Carso?
Yeah, it's funny how these guys now think 28 is the new 35.
Yeah.
So
you'd have been retired about 10 years, Carso, by then, wouldn't you, if you were 28?
Oh, absolutely. look, there'd be a job for him, and I'd love to keep him on board. It just depends on where Riley's at and what he wants to do.
We really appreciate you agreeing to change the game time. You're not probably too happy with it now to bounce at 12:10, as you can hear the rain falling on the K-Rock box, and it's going to be a slog fest out there. Do you expect it just to be a territory game, and do some of your setups that you'd have on a nice day for footy go out the window?
Yeah, it does a little bit. And yes, it's pretty wet out here, so it does become fairly contested and very sloppy, and like you say, a really territory sort of game. And I'm not sure who that would really suit more. I don't know. We've gone fairly in depth a little bit with Geelong West and what they try to do, and put a plan in play. Now that might throw that out the window in about an hour, but I'm not sure. But it is going to be a tough day looking at this. And yeah, no, it's good to be here at 12 o'clock. At 2 o'clock will be sunshine, rainbows probably.
Carso, just the young boys, obviously. So we're a third of the way through the season. Game like this today is going to be pretty tough on their bodies and things like that. In terms of how you're going to manage them, so the Clohessies of the world, with the group through the winter months, like, what's the process with that as they go forward?
We're really mindful of that, actually. And we did rest a few boys last week, and wouldn't say that publicly before last week, but we did. So we are really mindful of their workload. We did hit the pool last week also, because we had to play South Barwon and then Grovedale in really short concessions. So it is something we're really mindful of. Thankfully, we've got great depth, so we've got some really good guys knocking down the door in our reserve side and or looking out here in our under-18 team. And there will be opportunities moving forward, because we know we need to share that workload and not burn any of these kids out.
And on a day like this, great to have blokes the calibre of Gow and Haynes and a few others around the ball, because it's going to be pretty contested for most of the afternoon, I would suspect.
100%. And I genuinely feel like we've got some of the best hard nuts in the competition, and we We get Reed Adams back into the mix today as well. So, that's going to be pretty tough in the clinches there, and we'll back our boys in.
Speaking with St Joseph's coach Paul Carson on K-Rock Footy, here's Matty Kershaw.
Carso, it is fairly hard to sit here and listen to you guys talk about Riley, of course, what's happened during the week. But I guess him and Webby have worked so well together over the years, and they sort of are really in sync with each other and help each other out with the way they play down the back there. Is someone else now got to step up and play that role, like a Harry Smith? Is he the one we always look at and to be that sort of, you know, provider for Webby, and they worked in tandem, something like that?
It's a good question, and I don't know the answer to that just yet. Yes, we do need someone to step up to fill that void and give us some real rebound that Riley can, and really good foot skills today. You'll see Al Hickey run off half back, because that's probably as close as we'll get, like for like, and with a couple of boys returning through the midfield. Al's been fantastic on the inside there, but we also know he can play a real sort of key or lockdown defender and give us some rebound also. But we're still probably working through that, Gersh. Yeah.
Round 16, 2007. Mean anything to you?
Round 16, 2007.
I was 15 years younger, I know that.
I would have been running around at Geelong West at that point.
And playing in the last ever win by Geelong West over St Joey's.
Oh, wow.
Joey's have won 20 straight.
Jeez. Do you know how many stats I had that day, Tommy?
You've probably had a few.
He remembered.
I just had a stab, I'm not sure, but...
It's you've got a fair hold over them. I don't know whether that means anything today, though, with the weather the way it is.
Oh, I don't think it means anything at all. Personnel has changed so much, and more so probably in the last 3 or 4 years. And I imagine West or the Giants are exactly the same. And when I look through their list too, there's probably only half a dozen names that jump out at me. So they're obviously, you know, bringing some young kids through and turning over some players also. So. Yeah, those stats are great for the record books, but not, doesn't mean much today.
It's funny as a coach. Sorry, King, is this funny as a coach where we talk about the Anzac Day hold and all these sort of things, and you look back and you go, 20 wins in a row. But that's right. You look at it and there's like a different group each year. It just seems to be the stats great for the media, but as a coach or a player involved, you really don't look too much in depth to it.
Margin's still 7 points in the under-18s, 5-7, 37, 4-6, 30. You're probably aware that Jaden Symes and Emmanuel Ajang not lining up this afternoon, which changes their dynamic a little bit as well. They're going to be a lot smaller than you would normally see from a Geelong West lineup.
Yeah, so we obviously planned for both of those boys to be playing. I did get a heads up last night that they weren't going to. I've also been keeping an eye out for David Hanley, his name on the team sheet, but I've still yet to see that. I don't think he's playing either.
No, he's
either.
Not playing. So Carlton VFL are playing an exhibition game against a team that Emmanuel Ajang is actually in.
Sure.
So no Hanley as well. And actually, I don't think it's either Hanley, so you don't have to worry about Lockie running off halfback either and racking it up.
Yeah. I still think they've got some half a dozen really, really good A-grade players out here and, highly reputable, been good players for a number of years. So we won't be taking them lightly.
I know Tasmanians are tough, but how tough is Nick Hutchinson to have played two games with a crack in his wrist? He did it against South Barwon, and he's played two more, and now he's going to spend some time on the sidelines.
100%. I actually think it might have been done before the week before against North Shore. We're unsure, but... He's been playing fantastic footy. This is the thing, and he's been struggling with it during the week, no doubt about that. He's been in a splint. He's heavily strapping. He's been doing everything. Just sort of took a fair bit of time to get that MRI scan done, and unfortunately now he's probably going to spend 8 weeks on the sideline to get that right. Hopefully it's not that long, but he's been in fantastic form, and again, there's just a real sort of hybrid sort of defender, a good user, a good size lad that we've just got to find, fill that void.
Cass, I really appreciate your time. As I said, we really appreciate you agreeing to the game change to allow us to broadcast your match today. We look forward to a really entertaining contest. It's probably not going to be pretty, but I think it's going to be tough and tight, and we look forward to that on K-Rock Footy. Good luck, this Arvo.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Paul Carson joining us on K-Rock Footy. Footy Spotlight, thanks to Rex Gorrell, providing an outstanding motoring experience.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.